from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who, if I was doing an actual physical service, one of the first questions or like on the questionnaire would be a checklist of how do you like your feet in bed, braised or unbraised? You know why I'd ask questions like that? Because anyway, it's time for, because that's the kind of detail I pay attention to, because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep, with the ass ridiculous questions that put you to sleep. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. With just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead and start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking, if the answer to those questions are yes, yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now, if the answer is yes to those questions, so we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone, because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus and I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. All right, everybody. It's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15 year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing, everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. Also want to thank everyone that works so hard on this show. Chris Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful Studios, who edited this episode and did the theme music. Jonathan Mann is Honor Lullaby. Scotty and Jennifer, honor our work. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter. That's the best place to catch me. Thank you for all the kindness. Anybody that I haven't been able to thank in person for spreading the word or saying something nice, thank you. I poured all my love to you for you. To you into this show. And I have a lot of love for the Natterators. The listeners have their own Facebook group, and the Natterators, they lead with love over there. Stacy, Lauren, Keith, Julian, Jennifer, Summer, and Sarah. And you can get over there as a shortcut, sleepwithmepodcast.com/nods, NODS. And that's it. Let's get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to help you fall, to be here while you fall asleep, to put you to sleep. Your friend in the deep, dark night. I don't think I ever say that at the top of the show, but that's the truth. This is the podcast that's here for you. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed. Turn out the lights and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to try to do, attempt to do, is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether that's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, like whatever's going on is keeping you awake. I'd like to take your mind off of that. And the way I'm going to do it is I hope you feel welcome. I'm glad you're here. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to don my wings of pointlessness wearing a utility belt this just popped into my head, this word, undiagnosed metaphors, which means that one day they will be diagnosed because there's something going on with my metaphors. And, they say, well, this one looks a little, come on into my office, metaphors. You look a little tangential today. What do you work on? Sleep With Me? I do. I work with a Sleep With Me podcast person. Oh, great. Well, I'm the host. I don't mean to interrupt these office visits. Do I pay the copays for my, the metaphors I wear on my belts? Okay, try to get back to this office visit. I get set up with a new listener. So if you're a new listener, welcome. A few things to know. Structurally, the show, the first 6 minutes are business. It's a sleep podcast. We got to do the business up front so you can fall asleep. If you're new, it's not super important. If you're a regular listener, it is. So when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, before you open that fridge door, be like, what's Scoot's going to be doing in my fridge today? Who supported the podcast that puts me to sleep? Or do I already support it so it doesn't matter? And then you'll open your fridge door. That's the best way to remember. Go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsor or whatever. Because the business is how we keep everything, the archives and all the episodes coming. So if you're new, not important. But then we have an intro, which we're a few minutes into. Those are about 12 minutes of me with my undiagnosed metaphors. Usually they're not in the studio with me inside. I don't know. What do you take a metaphor to? A metaphorist, I think. That sounds like someplace you'd buy a bouquet of metaphors, which, again, that's another book title. I'm calling dibs on it. It's a bouquet of metaphors, a collection of Scooter's not poetry, but something like poetry. So if you're new, that's the intros along. It's the kind of, like, some people use it to get ready for bed. Some people use it to calm their animals, and so their animals, you know, their pets, they know, oh, it's bedtime or whatever. Some people fall asleep during it. Some people skip it. But it's kind of like a show within a show. Familiar every time, but different. Familiar ineptness, topically, but kind of different. Then there's an episode. Tonight we'll have a guest host, Ray, my neighbor Ray Perkins will be on. And he'll probably, like, if he'll just talk for a while. He's really nice. He'll just, you know, ramble and put you to sleep, but talk and expound. I think he's good at expounding. So that'll be there. And then there'll be some thank yous at the end. So I'll be here like an hour. So you shouldn't feel any pressure to listen or to fall asleep. Pressure-free zone. I mean, except for the natural air pressure of existence. Again, maybe that's a book title. That sounds more like a subtitle, though. But the natural, whatever that I just said, I like that, too. So let's see if I can explain this, like, through these undiagnosed metaphors. That one's looking a little tangential. Is that what you said, doctor? What about this one? Is that a similar, like, I've always wondered, is that a simile or metaphor there? No, this isn't a joking matter. Well, oh boy, this is serious. What's so, like, as serious as something else, or as serious as a tangent metaphor? The metaphor that caught the case of the tangentials. Oh boy. Well, I'll just hear. Watch, Doc. Watch me cradle this metaphor. Yeah, see? Look at it. It's already looking less tangential as I rock it in my arms. Yeah, any other metaphor issues you have? Do I have any misplaced metaphors? Oh, boy, do I ever. Any metaphorical word you could use, I could probably find a metaphor that relates to it. So let's keep it sleepy, though, Doc, which is hard in these, like, even in a metaphorist's office. Also, I don't see any certificates on the walls. Even, like, I could print you something up on a dot matrix printer. That's probably what a metaphor doctor would have on their wall. Metaphorist of the Year in 1994. How's that sound, Doc? You're doing a great job, except for coming up with other witty ailments for metaphors, which was what I was hoping you would come up with. Oh, you also live in my brain. You know, I usually don't like to bandy about an insult stack, but you've been about as useful as a dot matrix printer at bedtime. I'm just kidding, Deck. You're doing a great job, but you're like I'm the one cradling the metaphors. Yeah, this one here, Doc, I could diagnose it. That's a backwards metaphor. Also that one does is you just need to calm it down, pat it on its back, saying, well, hey. Go whichever direction it works. People figure it out. They're intelligent. Really? Am I challenging your beliefs as a metaphorist about metaphors? I believe that people who are smart enough to rearrange their own metaphors and come to their own conclusions based on metaphors, Doctor. Well, it's a good thing you do live in my brain. You're right, because otherwise this whole thing would be. If we're in any other context, it'd be clinical, and it wouldn't be a metaphorist's office. We may be in a clinical set. Well, I'm willing to accept that. My breaks with reality have, what are we going to do, Doc? Doctor, can I ask you a question? Are you a metaphor for something else, or are you just actual doctor of metaphors? That is a good question, because I'm wondering what the answer is. Are you a metaphor? I'm just trying to think, honestly. Do you represent, what's a metaphor? It's like a child asking a question. I think that's a simile, or maybe that's just anyway, Doc, I got to get back to the intro. It's been lovely. You could use some magazines. How about a subscription to Metaphor Weekly? Out of print. Yep, went online. I heard about that. Metaphor Standard. Oof. You know, Doc, I was like, yeah, it's rough times for print. How about the controversial metaphor? Yeah, that's a new one. They're really up. Yeah, business is good. Believe me for that one. Oh, one-sided metaphor. Yeah, they heard they're going to come out with the print like a weekly thing. Maybe they're having a podcast. I bet they have a podcast. You ever listen to a news podcast, Doc? One-sided metaphor. I think you'd have to come up with a more metaphoric title for that. What am I laughing about? Which layer, Doc? Like the fact that I'm having a conversation with you and it's going to be broadcast, or the fact that you're almost making sense, or the fact that I had to point out to you that you can't just call a podcast you have to come up with a metaphor for a metaphor podcast, because you can't Really? What do I know? Oof, boy, oof. When did you become so, maybe we should have metaphor debates. I think you're, Doc, no offense, you're trying to inject, conflict where there shouldn't be any. I guess that's what, is it like, yeah, you could write me a prescription for it if you want instead of that, but, no, really, I think, metaphors are for everybody. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I cradle mine when they're not on my utility belts. But when they need to be cradled, I cradle. Doc, if I had a shirt, it'd say I'd cradle metaphors. And if I could pronounce things, it would say I cradle metaphors. Well, do I crave them? Well, no, because then I would probably want more taught metaphors. But I prefer my metaphors as they come. You know, what does OEM mean, Doc? Why am I asking? Does it have to do? Well, I was just wondering if, maybe my metaphors are refurbished, is that what I was saying? Anyway, I got to get back to the podcast. It's been wonderful. Thanks. Could you just, get back up in my brain wherever you came from? Thank you. Oh, boy. So if you're new here, that's how my brain works and doesn't work well or efficiently or normally. But it does, lend itself to bedtime for people it works for. It's a friendly place at a friendly pace. And I'm glad you're here. I'll be cradling the metaphors, and I'll be, also overuse of words. That's another technique I use. But I'm glad you're here. This podcast hopefully takes your mind off stuff, puts you at ease. I'm willing to bet for most of you, you weren't thinking about anything else other than what in the heck, right, what's on the wall? Like, if you're only talking to metaphors, do you need that tissue paper down on the table or not? Or was I sitting in, I was sitting in the tissue paper. And the metaphors did tap it and say, hop on up, Scoots. That part I didn't vocalize, it just happened. But anyway, if you're new here, this is a harmless thing. And I hope it can help you fall asleep. Doesn't work for everybody, so give it a few tries. But like I say, I'm glad you're here, and I really hope and I really yearn to help you fall asleep. Thanks for coming by.
Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, everybody, Scoots. I just wanted to set this up for any new listeners. This is my neighbor, Ray Perkins, and he comes on the show pretty regularly. He's only available a few times a year to do podcast episodes, but he's the most beloved guest ever on the show. And to say he's a father figure to me would be outside of my comfort zone. So, he's also in the studio, so he's laughing at that. But he is really, and to say he's a mentor would mean I'd have to ask him questions, again, outside of my comfort zone. But within my comfort zone, he's definitely one of the nicest people I've ever had the opportunity to spend time with, and really just and there's just a few things you need to know about him. One, he loves theme parks, especially Disney theme parks. So if you like Disney theme parks, you may be in for a treat. And if you don't like Disney theme parks and you want to fall asleep, you may be in for a treat no matter what. I'm pretty sure there was an encyclical or something that labeled Ray the human treat, someone that met him, they said, this guy's a human treat, or it's a treat to meet you, maybe. But I don't know if there's anything else, just honored to turn the microphone over to my neighbor, Ray Perkins. Oh, hello, 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 everybody. This is Scooter's neighbor, Ray Perkins, as he said there. And I'd like to say hello to all of you. It was so good to be in your ears again. Oh, my friends. Oh, Now, I'll say a little thing to my new friends, but I want to spend a little time with my old friends, all the podcast listeners that have been around since Ray's first days on the show. I'm so glad to have been in your ears and to be there with you, whispering you to sleep, but I don't whisper. And it's an honor. And it's also an honor to meet all you new listeners. Now, my name's Ray Perkins, and I live next door to Scooter, and he lives in a little four-unit apartment building, and he's a nice man. Not exactly easy to break through that shell of trying to ignore you. But, and then he told me he was, at some point, I said, what are you doing? I hear some noises coming from your house, and I know then, have you been muttering to yourself? And then he told me about his podcast, and I said, oh, boy, you'd love to see what a podcast is. So, and then he was nice enough to have me on the show, and it turns out I could put people to sleep. I just got to talk about things. So if you're a new listener here, we're going to be covering today some Disney things, because Scooter said to me, Ray, when was the last time you were at a Disney park? And I said, Scooter, it's been a long time since I've been at a Disney theme park. And so it has been. And he said, well, when are you going to go? So he goes, people want to hear from you. And I said, Scooter, it's just not I got stuff going on. But I also do want to address a few things, because I know not everybody loves Disney or Disney parks, and I understand those things, and I'll try to craft a little journey here for us to take, so you won't have to love it. You could just come along and be my friend, walking with me as I talk to you. And it's just a preference thing. I just enjoy it. I enjoy this, just like Scooter loves going to the movies, or occasionally playing a video game. It's a way to put the real world on hold and to go someplace else. Some people take bubble baths. Scooter does, by the way. He says he takes salt baths. But anyway, he's getting irritated with me for saying that. But anyway, he does. Yeah, but everybody has their own way of unwinding, my friends. So anyway... That was just something I wanted to raise. You don't have to like that I like this, and you don't have to like it through me. But why don't you come along with me? Maybe I will try to whisper here. And join me, because it's been so long, I've almost forgotten. And Scooter also pointed out to me, he doesn't remember a lot of things. He said, Ray, have you ever talked about Disneyland before? And I said, Scooter, I don't really know, to be honest with you. And then he said, have you ever talked about the Magic Kingdom before? And I said, no, I don't think I have. And I said, Scoot, it's been so long, I'm stopping to remember, what it's like. So why don't you take a walk with me, and we'll try to walk into Disneyland. But within my mind, I get the two mixed up. Now, I guess I should, before we start our journey, I should point out to you that don't knows a few things. So Disneyland is in California, and it's in Anaheim, and it was the original park that Walt Disney made, and it's that's all you really need to know. And it's it's built, and they're constantly redoing things, and it's like a gem of a park. If you ask me, it's a gem of a park. Now, in Florida, they have Walt Disney World, which has other parks. They have another park down in Anaheim, too, but they have a place called the Magic Kingdom, which is kind of their version of Disneyland, a little bit different. Now, Disney fans, bear with me. We're talking to a wide audience here, so let's not get carried away with facts, We don't need facts right now. Well, whatever, but it's similar to Disneyland, but it's also different. But if you were going to compare apples to apples, you'd say, okay, they're pretty close, pretty close. So I want you to come with me, and you're going to close your eyes and drift in and get comfortable with your friend Ray. And I can always, I feel like when I'm going into Disney World, to the Magic Kingdom, I'm usually going right into the park, and you go through the turnstiles, they check your things, and then they check your ticket. But usually in Disneyland, well, the last time I went right. But the times before, well, no. Well, anyway, sometimes you go right and sometimes you go left, depending on where you're coming from. But like the first thing you see is a train station up on the hill at either one and some beautiful flowers and maybe an old-fashioned train, a locomotive is coming in and it's steaming and the horns are going off or the whistle. And the first thing you notice is the details. Oh, and if you're willing to suspend your disbelief, it will be suspended momentarily. And you see it up there in the hill, and maybe they have a little Mickey face made of flowers, or it says Disneyland, or something. And you maybe start to see some red brick, which puts you in the mood of whenever you are, like whatever age you want to be, whatever age you want it to be. It could be, they call it Main Street USA, which we're about to go to next. You know, but don't worry about the time, my friends. Just start to like be like, okay, we're inside. People are taking photographs and posing and clapping, and some people are leaving, streaming out a little tired. Now, your friend Ray, this is a journey, but if you were actually going to the park, you got to get there when it opens, a little bit before it opens, about 30 minutes before it's supposed to open, if you're going to ride the rides, but we're just going for a walk. Okay, so start to... let's go to the left. There's two tunnels that go under the train station, one to the right and one to the left. And we're taking the one to the left and we're following the red brick path, just like it was a yellow brick road. And oh, we're floating almost through this tunnel and there's posters of Disneyland and Disney World rides on there. And we're getting excited, as your friend Ray does, and hoping his memory will hold up. And now we're emerging from the tunnel. And those of you coming from one place to another, some will look down the street and wonder, like, if there's a big castle or a little castle. But, it's being immersed in the streets, especially in Disneyland. You enter a world with idealized, and there's old-fashioned vehicles at either place, I believe. And it's bustling, and hopefully there's a barbershop group singing or marching band, lots of kinetic motion. There's a little old-fashioned fire station and a little city hall where you could get everything done. And people are moving, and balloons, corn is popping, characters are there getting the pictures taken. And you look down this street here, and at the end you will see a castle, and it depends on where you are. But it doesn't matter, because you're immersed in this old thing, and your heart starts to patter. And you could see the windows on the second floor with the gold paint and people's names. You could see the smiles on the faces of people shopping and leaving and coming. And some people are walking fast, and you see fathers holding the daughters' hands, mothers holding the children's hands, people looking at one another. You see the other things as well, people that have had enough. But, oh, things are flowing. And then your friend Ray, I don't remember a lot of things on this street in particular. I know that if you go about halfway down either one of these streets, there's a little alley, I think in both places. And there might be one on either side of the street, a little side street. And if you go down those side streets, I think you could get what's that thing called your shadow cutout or whatever. I don't know what they call that thing. A silhouette, I think. And that's one of the best deals. If you have a kid, get a silhouette. I think it's only like $10. and it's worth every penny. But also, if you listen, you could hear they have sound effects. So you could hear someone taking piano lessons, singing lessons. And even when you're out on the street, there's area music playing, which helps you descend into the moment. And that's always wonderful and nice. And then Ray kind of remembers, I think there's like a cinema, Main Street Cinema, they call it. And you can go in there, and there's no seats, I don't believe. But there's about six or seven different theaters, and it's air conditioning, especially if you're in Florida. You want to go inside and get in the air conditioning. But I don't know if they still have that in Florida. But you can go in there and you can enjoy some old-fashioned Disney movies, which is nice, and just a nice escape and a little immersion into this new world you're in. And so you could enjoy the little cinema there, and then you could exit outside. I believe there's also a magic shop, so you could do your shopping for magic things. And you could watch every once in a while. I think there's a little performance, so you could see a little sleight of hand or a little called Misdirection's Magic Shop. But you could see a little theater of the making things disappear, which I always love. I never try to figure it. I just say, oh, whoa, wow. Wow, where did it go? That is my card. And even when a child does magic, that's how you should react, you know. That's how that makes them giggle. And there's also places to eat at the different places. I think there's a Starbucks now everywhere. And then there's also usually a restaurant or two. But your friend Ray, I know I went to the character eating in Disneyland with Scooter's daughter. But that was a long time ago, and she did not like Rafiki. I think we talked about it on a podcast once. You go there, and I think it's a buffet, and you pay, and it's not exactly a deal, but it was a special treat. So you could get a bunch of pictures with your child, with the characters. But she did not like Rafiki. Now she's 10 years old. This was a long time ago when she was just like young enough to only say no, like Rafiki or whatever. But so I remember that. I think that's called the Plaza. That's in Disneyland. That's called the Plaza Restaurant. And that's right at the end of the street. And I think this, so there's ice cream. I think you could get hot dogs at in Disney World. And then there's also in Disneyland, they make their own candy. I don't know about in Florida, but so there's usually some good smells churning out of there to say, oh boy, they're cooking up some candy. And it has been a long time since I was in Disneyland with Scooter. That time was the last time, but he was big on eating marshmallow. Actually, this was well before the podcast, now that I'm thinking of it, a long time before. Yeah, but he would eat marshmallows. They have like candy marshmallows, like dipped in chocolate and some such thing. Scooter loves those. And they come on a stick and he sneaks them. He goes, excuse me, Ray, I got to go check something. And then I see him popping marshmallows into his mouth. But I let him, you know, the sugar rush makes him more agreeable until the sugar crash. So that's that part there. And then now I really get these two places mixed up. So then if you're at the end of the street, there's like the big circle in the middle, the wheel, the hub, I think they call it. And if you're in Disney World, it's much bigger. And then there's a big castle, Cinderella's castle at the end of it. Now we're mostly going to focus on Disneyland here because my mind, you know, but at Disneyland you have Snow White's castle. Now you can go into Snow White's castle and look around, but we're not going to do that just quite yet. I don't know what we'll have time to, because your friend Ray, he likes to take lefts right away, but I don't really, oh boy, my mind, it has been a long time. Now I know if you take a left at Disneyland, oh, there's another place Scooter likes to go for food again. There's a place that Scooter goes to get a cinnamon bun, too. I think it's maybe a bakery when you get to the end of the street if you go left. Now, after that, there's like Adventureland, and then there's Frontierland, I think. And I cannot for the life of me pitch anything. I think, like, I don't know if the first left is where the Tiki Birds might be. And you could also get, what do they call that? Aloha, pineapple thingamajig, Dole Whip. I think there's a Dole Whip stand, and it's usually a long line to Disneyland. Oh, boy. And now they sell it in other places, but I think at the time you could only get it in these two places in the world. And it's like a pineapple soft serve in pineapple juice. And it is delicious, and it's tasty. Like, what a way to enjoy, what a treat. Oh, boy. So you could have yourself a little Dole Whip, and you could sit down. Now, there's a lot of benches at both these places, and that is a spot Ray likes to get to and just sit down and relax and observe. And not just people observe. You could observe the music that is playing with your ears. You could observe the smells that they like to, both the manufactured and the created smells of foods and things, and enjoy those things. And you could also enjoy, like, the sights of the details, as like torches and lights and birds, you know, real birds always doing things, which is nice to see. And I'm trying to think what else. So much, you know, people having fun. That's all. And then performances. Now, Disneyland, I believe, does have a big advantage in this department. And if I worked there, I would have performances going on all the time everywhere, not only to give these performers work, paid work, but it just makes it delightful. And you can get a schedule, but then even now this, I don't know which one this is, but they have like the people, that, I think this is in Disneyland, where they have all the people that are employed by the city pretend, like the mayor, and a bunch of other people walking around and performing and singing. And that is so fun. And then there's also a place for infants and mothers and for first aid and things down there towards the end of the street on the left. I think at both parks. But don't quote me on that, you know. And at Disney World, at the Magic Kingdom, there's the Crystal Palace, which is pretty cool to look at. And you could eat there. But then after, so if you're in Disneyland, you're going to go left, you're going to get your Dole Whip, you're going to sit on a bench like I just said and take in the atmosphere and relax, put your feet up. You could even wait in line, enjoy time in line, make a friend, say, hey, how you doing? You getting yourself a Dole Whip, eh? Well, what's your name? Oh, Veronica. Well, my name's Ray. Pleased to meet you. So good to meet you. Now, are you going to get a soft serve Dole Whip or the one with the pineapple juice? Oh, you don't know. This is your first time. Holy moly. Well, I'm going to have the one with the pineapple juice, like kind of like a float almost. Yes. Do I like to float? I do. Well, no, I've never floated in those chamber things. I've heard about it. You run a floating studio. You do. Interesting. I did see the Jeff Bridges or Jeff Daniels movie a long time ago about that, but I've never tried it. I think Scooter would like to try it. Who's Scooter, my son? Well, more like a little bit like that. Well, I look too young to have a son. Well, thank you, my dear. You look too lovely to be without one of each. So why don't you try my float before, and then you could decide what you're going to order. Okay, you do that. And so this floating thing, I would like to, I wonder if I, you know, I like to talk to people, so I don't know if I would want to be alone in the dark, you know, just floating around. That's not my thing, I don't think. Oh, yeah, I'm an extrovert. Oh, boy, you don't know how much energy I'm getting just from talking to you. My heart is like, whoa, ba 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 ba. Yes, okay, so here's mine. Why don't you try that, Veronica? Ooh, it's delicious. It is, it is. Oh, yes, And what are you going to order? You're going to try just the one, the cream. Well, wonderful. Well, I hate to part pass with you, Veronica, but I'm giving a virtual tour right now. So hopefully I'll see you again. Yes, yeah, so you have a little, oh, kiss on my cheek. Thank you. You're blushing me. You're making me blush. Thank you. Okay, so if you, thanks, my friends. So that's what you do when you're in line. You make friends. I tell Scooter this all the time. I say, what's with that frowny face, frowny face? And he says, Ray, get off my back. But anyway, so here's the Tiki Bird show, which is nice. And this is different in each one, I believe. Like here in Disneyland, it's the old one. And then in Disney World, they have one with Iago that some people don't like. But I love Iago. I think he's hilarious. He was friends with Jafar. Now, after this, I don't, my friends, I really don't know what to expect here. And my mind is, I think there's like a, oh, yeah, there's a little Aladdin thing. Now it's starting to come back to me. Oh, my friends, now Ray's remembering. Ray's brain is coming back online. There's a little place here, like Aladdin's Oasis here on the left, where you sometimes you can meet Aladdin. I don't know what else goes on here. And then on the right here, this gets clogged. Now I'm remembering because the traffic here gets pretty intense. But there's a lot of places to eat and buy stuff on the right. There's a nice, actually, it's not a nice bathroom. There's a very busy bathroom over there on the right as well. But I would go somewhere else or hold it. But this here is Adventureland. And the things you should point out, or that I should point out to you as we stand here at the edge of it, is that we already got a Dole Whip. If you wanted to see the Tiki Bird, you could do that. And then I think on the left here is the Jungle Cruise, which is nice. And that's a little Jungle Cruise. We won't cover any rides today, my friends. We're just going to, but you could get in line there. After that on the left is the Indiana Jones ride, which is by far amazing. Oh, my goodness. And it also has the most amazing wait in line. It is really fun to wait in line for that ride. And it very, very, very detailed. It can be a long wait in line, but it very, and that is one to suspend your disbelief on. So maybe one day we'll talk about that. And then across from Indiana Jones here is the Bengal Barbecue, which I do like. If you like your meats on a stick, that's the place to go. Get your meats on a stick there. And then here at the very end of the street is, I think it used to be the Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse. And I think it goes by the Jungle Book or something. I don't know. I don't go on it because Scooter doesn't like it. And he says, Ray... But then we took his daughter on it because your kids get to bang on stuff and have fun. And I said, oh, Scooter, God forbid your daughter has fun, you know, playing the drums. And he says, Ray, I just don't like, anyways, I'm not here to debate him. Now, after you get out of here, what you emerge at is what they call New Orleans Square. And this is a place that Scooter usually likes to skip over. So when I was by myself, I would come and enjoy New Orleans Square. And here's the things you need to know. There's a few places to eat that I don't remember, but they have good food. And usually at Disneyland, you could get like a plate with a knife and a fork and eat outside. You don't have to always eat the fast food. Yeah, but it's not the same as a restaurant. There's also the Blue Bayou, which I've never eaten at, I don't believe. I keep telling Scooter, we got to go eat there. Yeah, but you could eat inside the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, which is also here, which is a treat. Oh, my goodness, what a treat to Pirates of the Caribbean. Now, that is a fun ride. And you just go down here, like on the left here, after the tree. And you can get on that ride. There's also like a little streets of New Orleans, which you could go to the Blue Bayou. There's different shops with a lot of detail. There's some arts. There's also a couple of other places to eat that I'm not familiar with. I think you can get a Monte Cristo sandwich around here. And there's also performers, again, New Orleans style bands and singers and things, where you can enjoy things. And then there's also a train station, I think, where you could take the train around the whole park, which is nice. You know, it's relaxing. and you get a whole tour of the park. So that is always nice. That is always a nice thing to do, I believe. Your friend Ray believes that. And if you look at the other way, you see the rivers, they call it the Rivers of America, I think. Maybe that's what they call it in the Disney World. I don't know. Or Disneyland. We're in Disneyland. And that's where they perform Fantasmic every night, which is a wonderfully entertaining show with fireworks and Mickey and one of the stepmother type characters, Griselda or Jezebella, some such thing. I don't know. And that is a very popular show. So you could watch that here at night. And I think then at some point later, they have the big fireworks. And then if you continue on, you're going to see a mansion there on the left. Now that's the big farm mansion where you could go on the big farm ride. But even better than that is, at the holiday times, they have, that movie, Not So Great Dream Before Christmas, movie. They do an overlay on this ride, which is so much fun. So that's another enjoyable thing. So you could go on that ride, and that's a classic, and oh boy, is it fun. It's not anything to be big farming about. It's just a bright, grinning big farm residents singing to you. And right after the Pirates of the Caribbean, it's up there with the rides that make Ray smile. I guess I would say that. Those are the rides that make Ray smile. Now, if you walk past the Haunted Mansion here, I think in there's a store, and then I think the next thing you come to is what is called Critter Country, and you're going to see the big briar patch for whatever the name of this ride is, Splash Mountain, it's called. So you're going to see Splash Mountain. And I think you could even see people coming down Splash Mountain cheering. And this is another fun ride where you get to see Briar Rabbit and Briar Rabbit. Anyway, it's a fun ride with in a log. So it's like a flume ride, but with animatronic characters and a little bit of a story and singing and all those things. And right across the street from it is Winnie the Pooh ride, which Scooter will go on it, but he does not like it. And I'm not sure why. I think it's too repetitive or something for him. He always says, maybe it's the one, I don't know. You know him. He's a handful sometimes. I think maybe he just he's very used to being in control. So when you're with a child, you're not in control. You know, they get to pick the ride. So maybe Scooter was just being a little bit of a baby. Now, just in case you want, Scooter also goes here for candy. They have a candy store down here, and it's kind of like a dead end. So you could go down here. And what's nice is if you're with your family, you don't got to worry about it. Now, also, there's the Hungry Bear restaurant here. And this is where, you can eat, and you could get a fried green tomato sandwich here, which you're going to love. Oh, my goodness, you're going to love it. And I don't know what else there is to eat there. Now, Scooter, this was the one time Scooter lost his, Scooter, you know, he likes to drink a lot of soda when he's at these parks, and he demanded a refill. And I don't think they wanted to give it to him. He said, what do you mean you can't refill my soda? But I can see his point when you're spending whatever it is, $4 or $5 for a soda. It's come on, just fill the soda back up. What are you doing? Why you got to be like that, you know? So I do remember that, but they also have a good bathroom there. So downstairs, so you could use that. And then, I think that's it for this area. And then I think what we do is we walk back along the rivers of the river. Now you could go to Time Sawyer Island, but I have not been there. Your friend Ray has not been there in so long that I wouldn't even know what to tell you is there. But you could take a little raft there. You could also go out on a canoe. I've never done that either. And you could also go on the clipper ship Columbia for a tour of the water. And Scooter, like, I think I went on that with Scooter, and he was, I don't know, I think you can just walk around, and it's in the open air. There's also a, what do you call that thing, a paddle boat that you could go on a tour of. Scooter didn't like that so much, I think, because he was inside. But that goes on the same tour of the water that the show was on later. And then you go down to this other corner, which I think is called Frontierland. And I don't know if that's what they call it in both places, but I know in Disney World, that's what they call it. I think in Disneyland, that's what they call it as well. And you could go on the, I think in Disney World, it's set up differently. I think maybe Splash Mountain is in Frontierland than Disney World. You're right. So we won't cover that. But in Disneyland, you could go on Big Thunder Mountain. You could go to the Horseshoe Saloon to get ice cream and watch a show. And I don't know if Steve Martin was in, or if he was at Knott's Berry Farm, but someplace like this is where Steve Martin was working in the magic shop at one point. Yeah, there's also a little arcade you could go to. And then, like I said, you can go on Thunder Mountain. And then there's also a great Mexican restaurant. They serve things on plates, and they actually have, like, it's not like a Taco Bell. They have, like, real dishes, and they have a citrus roasted chicken, which is unbelievable. Oh, boy, and it comes with rice. And the other thing Scooter loves is that you could get, in Disneyland, you could get vegetables with your food, because Scooter loves vegetables, especially when he's drinking a lot of soda. He likes to offset it by saying, no fries, double vegetables, so no starch. Double vegetables. And most of these places, you get like a complete meal. So you get a plate with like a protein, a starch, and a vegetable, which is just nice to be at a theme park and eating like somewhat of a square meal is nice. And I believe the chicken even comes with tortillas. So very semi-authentic. And then right after the restaurant, if you go down the alley that the restaurant is in, there's a restroom that you could use. And you can also cut through the restroom to Fantasyland, I believe. Past the restroom is a path there. Or the path comes out by the castle. And to by Big Thunder, there's also a path. And I don't know what's going on there anymore, but they used to go to like a Big Thunder Ranch where you could do petting animals and things. But I'm under the impression that that's where they're building the Star Wars stuff. But I don't know. I haven't been there. So I think back there is where Star Wars is going to be. And I don't know how they'll transition that, but I'm sure they'll figure it out. They have bigger brains than mine. And then after you went to the ranch, you could keep going and you could eat barbecue food there. I never did that either. And then you would go into Fantasyland. So let's just pretend we went that way, even though it's not open anymore. Oh, no, let's not do that. I don't want to confuse you, my friend. So that's all there is to do, I think, in the Frontierland. Then we'll go back around and out to the hub. And in the hub, you could go into the castle again. And you could walk through the castle, and it tells us the tale of... Maybe it's Sleeping Beauty's castle and not Snow White's castle. Yeah, I think it is because it tells the tale of Sleeping Beauty. And I believe that was Mary Blair, the beautiful artist that did all that. So you get to see a lot of her work, and there's bright green and purple colors, which are nice. And like a few fun interactive exhibits, like it was a real castle and you're really reliving the tale. So that's exciting. And then you're in Fantasyland, and now the first thing you're going to notice is the lovely carousel that you could go on, and oh boy, could you have fun on that. You could really have some fun on there. And then there's also a lot of little rides, a lot of little fun rides. You got Mr. Toad, you got Peter Pan, you got Snow White, you got Dumbo. You got a little storybook boat ride through miniature buildings. That's a nice ride. I think you have a Pinocchio ride as well. I believe there's even a Pinocchio ride, but I may be wrong. I know you have Snow White, Mr. Toad, Peter Pan. Yeah, I think there's a Pinocchio ride even. I think so, because I can remember seeing Pinocchio and seeing the boys smoking cigars and things. Was that in Peter Pan? No, that's in Pinocchio. So I think there is a Pinocchio ride, and there's a place to eat there. I think that's about it. And then you go around to the side, and you can go on. It's a Small World. You could go on the Alpine bobsled ride, the Matterhorn. That's where the boats are. And then you could go into Toontown, which has smaller rides. Good place for kids to run around. Good place to meet characters. They have a Roger Rabbit ride. They have a miniature roller coaster for the little kids. They have a bunch of stuff to climb on. Really good to blow off some steam down there. I think you can also meet princesses and see a show somewhere around there, but I don't remember. And there's also a train stop there, and I think that might be it in there. You know, there's a bunch of little things to do. And, oh, you could go meet Mickey and Minnie. You could go on a tour of Mickey's house, I think, and Minnie's house. And at the end of the tour, you meet them and shake the hand and get your picture with them. So that's nice. And, of course, the kids always love that. So that's fun. So I think that's Toontown, and I don't know if they'll always keep that or what. It's all right. Now, Ray's not a little kid, but it also kind of feels a little out of place. I don't know if it's too modern or too small or just not enough detail, but it's not bad. And if you have a kid, like a toddler, like it's probably a great relief to let them run around in there. But if they were to get rid of it and put something different, I would not be complaining, my friends. Not that I'm, you know, not that it's my business. Now, after that, we come back out. We're back where It's a Small World is. Now, they do it really fancy for the holidays, and you could go on the boat ride and sing the song over and over again, and you're facing the Matterhorn. Then after the Matterhorn is the submarine ride, which you get to go with Nemo and friends, and that's a nice little ride. You go underwater, you get to look out of the submarine and see Nemo and all Nemo's friends. And so that's a nice little ride, and it's nice to watch the submarines. And then you're in Tomorrowland. And the big things in Tomorrowland are Space Mountain, which is a fun it's a fun ride. It's a roller coaster inside in the dark, and it's nice, and it has great soundtrack. Ray loves the soundtrack. You used to be able to see Captain EO there, but I don't think they have Captain EO there anymore. They have Buzz Lightyear, which you could go on, and that's nice. And they have Star Tours, which is really good. Oh, so good. Now, they got rid of Pee-wee Herman, which was the only downside, and replaced Pee-wee Herman with a C-3PO. But it's in 3D, and you can go to different planets, and I think even Kylo Ren could be in it sometimes, and it's randomized, so that's a joy. You could also drive the automobiles. That's only good for little kids and people that like to wait in line. I don't understand that ride, other than to encourage Americans to keep using gasoline. I don't see the purpose. But it's like where little kids can drive a car that's on track. It's already on a track, kids. I'm sorry. And so, you know, Ray's opinion is Ray's opinion. I think there's like a House of the Future or something, but I don't know. They're always redoing those things. And then you can also take the monorail, which just goes to Downtown Disney and then back, which I say, well, where's it going? I guess if you're in Downtown Disney, you could take it there. But otherwise, I don't see the point, to be honest with you. But that's just Ray, you know, just Ray. And I'm trying to think what else. I think you could go meet Penelope or whoever Peter Pan's, Tinkerbell and her friends down there. And I think there's one other ride that Scooter's daughter likes to go on the right. Maybe that's Buzz Lightyear, because I can remember waiting in line. Yeah, I think that must be Buzz Lightyear. There may be a movie or some such thing. I can't, there's the Wedway People Mover. Is that in Disney World? I think that's in Disney World. And then there's a little rocket ride, which just goes up and down. And if there's no line, it's okay. But otherwise, it's not for Ray. And even for the kids, it's like, oh, we went up and down. You just did that on dumbbell. I don't know why you got to do it again here. And I think that's it for Tomorrowland. Am I picturing anything else I'm missing? Futuristic things? I mean, oh boy, just go to the Star Tours in Space Mountain. I think there's a couple places to eat there, but I don't remember anything blowing my mind. And then you back out on the hub again, and you could enjoy looking at the castle. And then we'll walk down Main Street again together. We're watching the old-style vehicles and everybody chattering about the day. We're getting an ice cream cone, a caramel apple, whichever you wish you prefer. And the sun's getting ready to go down, and the lights on the buildings are starting to sparkle, just like the sparkle in your eyes. Oh, hello, Veronica. Hello, this is my friend here. This is my friend Veronica. Oh, well, we were just leaving. Did you enjoy your pineapple treat? You did. Oh, it was a treat to meet me? Well, thank you. What am I doing? I was just going to walk my friend out of the park, and then I think I was going to go have some dinner, maybe. Well, yeah, maybe I'll join you. But let me finish up with my friend. I'll meet you over at the exit. Thank you. So, yeah, we're going to get a... let me get a balloon for you. Aunt Veronica, how about a balloon here? Oh, yeah, this is Mickey and Minnie kissing. Yes, enjoy the balloon. And this one's for you. It's just Mickey's ears. I think that's more suiting. Yes, let's have them write. Can you write the name on it? Oh, there's your name right in the balloon. My good friend. Oh, and there's Scooter getting his little marshmallow treats in there. And that's it. So, what a day we had together walking around. My friend, it was so good to be back in your ears, walking around the park together. Just getting, and I think I remembered most things. I'm surprised my brain ungummed there, so I'm so glad to be here. Oh, my friend, my friends, my friends, good night. Okay, I want to thank some people. This is Sean Venmo, T. Thanks and good night, Kristen. Thanks and good night, Shannon. Thank you and good night. Mega A, thanks and good night. Tiffany, thank you and good night. And I want to thank on the PayPal, I want to thank Shannon G, thanks and good night. Kimberly O, thanks and good night. Eric S, thank you and good night. Aaron, two different Aarons, believe it or not, two different Aaron H's. So Aaron H, thanks and good night. And Aaron H, thanks and good night. Back to back, what are the odds of that? Suzanne M, thank you and good night. Eric I, thanks and good night. Drawn 2, thank you and good night. Stephanie L, thanks and good night. LT, thanks and good night. And that's it. Thank you for supporting the show on PayPal. Thanks and good night. And a few reviews on iTunes here. Bethy20 never fails. Thank you. Thanks and good night. Thanks for that. SRV fan Jess, SRV fan Jess, is maybe Stevie Ray Vaughan fan. Wow, just wow. I don't understand how this podcast is so amazing. It helps me fall asleep so fast, tells great stories, from what I hear when I'm awake anyway. Thank you. Also want to thank Delsan19. Thank you. Love your personality. Thanks for putting me right to sleep. Woke up this morning to rambling about Bette Midler. Oh, Bette Midler Lane. I'll remember the sleep timer next time. Keep it up, checking out your website now. Thanks. How about Funk? And a bunch of other letters. Great for overnight thinkers. I deal with anxiety and thinking about the past and that cycle. This is entertaining enough to ignore those thoughts or boring enough to fall asleep. Thanks and good night. And then Miss Brown says, yes, thank you, Z's. Thank you. So thanks, everybody, for reviewing the show over on iTunes. And thanks and good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my weeks in review stuff, what was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story only versions of the show, the all intro, all night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them, and so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets season 1 part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd all intro episode came out, and then we had March is at bonus episodes. There was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelik's, we're getting ready, big announcement. If I haven't made it anywhere, we're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode 1 of that. That was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off, and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. Then Multiplex, episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. Again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like, you don't need support, but if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these, this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, or, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in the, at the end of the free show too. But yeah, like this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback, feedback at sleepingmepodcast.com. If you need support, support at supercast.com. And good night.